You will be familiar with that scripture, that 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for four things, isn't it? The teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be fully equipped for every good work. As I started to study the Bible and God's word, God had some reproving to do of me. There was a time when I was married to this beautiful woman that I was going on the internet and looking at stuff that I should not be doing. And God reproved me severely. I was doing a study, a precept study, called A Man's Strategy for Conquering Temptation. And we're talking about sexual temptation. And in the opening verses of that book that I studied is this verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. And it says this: this is the will of God. And then it says, your sanctification. That, and then it explains it. That is that you abstain from sexual immorality. I think we've got this slide up there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. And as I went through that book, I realized that if I was a child of God, then God wanted me to be holy. After all, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, not the unholy spirit. And if I was really serious about my walk with God, then I had to sort out this and many other areas, I have to say, in my life. His will is sanctification, to get to know God and to become more like him. We were looking yesterday morning from Ephesians that his will is that he chose us from the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless. And there were lots of things going on in my life that were not good and that were not pretty. And God said, right, we're going to sort this out. So I would say morally, and obviously we're still on a journey with that, but that was one particular area of my life. And I know a lot of guys struggle with that. Where God was so kind to help me. I think the other thing to say is in our marriage, I've got a slide here, the next slide, which I just want to put on. You know, we were happily married, but there were things going on in our marriage, and I would just say to you, the more we got to know God, the closer our marriage became. So here on this, you've got a triangle, you've got God at the top, you've got me on the left and Molly on the bottom, and we are equal before God. We are equal before God, and if you like, and as the closer we got towards God, you can see the arrows going up there on the left-hand side, the closer we got to God, and the more we got to know God, then the closer we came together as a couple, and that was so special. So morally, in our marriage, and then another area is in our whole work life, I think, if you just put up the next slide. So you mentioned that I was in a helicopter pilot. I did two tours in Iraq, and very, very dangerous place. I'd never been in such a dangerous place in all my life. I lived in the city of Baghdad, and I worked at the airport at Baghdad, and that map represents that. And every day I had to travel from the city of the airport, from the city, which was relatively secure because it was guarded, all the main access roads into the city were guarded, so that was relatively secure, but I had to come out of that guarded place and drive along a road 10 miles to the airport of Baghdad, where I was working. And the airport was relatively secure. The problem was the road in between. 10 miles, undefended, and suicide bombers, normally in BMWs, I don't know why BMWs, but it was BMWs, would target military-looking vehicles along that 10-mile stretch of road, and they would drive into them, blow themselves up, and the people in those vehicles. And I was going along that road every day. And I woke up in the morning thinking, is today my last day? And God wanted to teach me a very, very valuable lesson, again through his word. And it came from Psalm 23, that very well-known psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." In verse 3, it says this.
Even though I walk through
the valley of the shadow of death, which that road was to me, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. And God wanted to teach me that my life and all our lives here are in his hands. He has numbered our days. Did you know that? You're not going to give glory one day before God says so. And we read that also in Psalm 139. So, what impact has it had on my life? I am being sanctified, and that continues. And in our marriage, we have a wonderful, rock-solid marriage as a result of getting to know God better. And in that process, God, about 2 or 3 years after that, God led us, and it wasn't just me, it was us as a couple, to leave the army, leave my career, and to do what we're doing now with Precept. And I think it's just one more slide I just want to share with you. And this really sums up. This is, I don't know, do you have a favorite Bible verse? Do any of you have a favorite Bible verse? I don't know whether you have a favorite Bible verse. A few nods around the room. I have a favorite Bible verse, and it is this. And it is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And it says this: "For this reason, we also constantly thank God." This is Paul writing to the Thessalonian church, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of man. This book is not of the word of man, but for what it really is. What is this? It is the word of God. And then it says, which performs its work in you who believe. The question is, if this book performs a work in you believers, us as believers, are we in the book? Are we reading the book? Are we studying the book? And I appreciate we need the word and we need the spirit. You've probably heard that expression. All word and you dry up. All spirit and you blow up. But word and spirit together, you grow up. Is there anybody here that wants to grow up in their understanding and their knowledge and their love of God? I do. I do. We need the Spirit and we need the Word. And what we're seeking to do as a ministry is to help people practically get into this book so that it can perform its mighty work in your life and in the lives of those you love. And we could spend hours, which we do not have, telling stories of the work that it has done in people's lives as they got into the book. And it is amazing. It is amazing. So.
Thank you, that's brilliant. How is God blessing this? This is a biggie, really, isn't it? I think wherever we've been, we've kind of brought Precept style into all the churches, really. And we did a podcast yesterday, Precept Warner study, and then we did like a series of questions. And one of the things that Precept does is it slows you down. You can't rush things. Getting into God's word, there's such loads of pluses. But I think we want to know as a church, how is God blessing this ministry that he started?
I think he's blessing the ministry through individual changed lives. And it's not... It's really word of mouth. When God's word changes somebody's life, they tell somebody else or their life changes. So as a ministry, I guess we're blessed by lives that have been changed and transformed. It's slow work. It's not a popular work. It's not a sexy kind of work. We're not looking after orphans in Africa, which is very necessary. It's about today. It's about commitment. It's about discipline. It's about choice. And that's not always easy, and we're busy people, and we're getting busier. But it's individual lives that are choosing to want to know God better. And there are lots of different ways you can study the Bible. We're not saying ours is the best, although I happen to believe it's, for me, it's the best and it's the most effective way. But it's seeing lives that are changed.
I would totally agree with that. And as you're talking, I'm thinking of people and places and circumstances. And I think of Suzanne, who came to our Bible study group, not a Christian, invited by a friend. So she comes to our house, we're sitting around the room, and of course you introduce each other. And we went around the room, and you know, I'm Nigel, I'm Antimoli, went around the room, a lot of us were married, came round to Suzanne, she was sitting on the sofa next to us, and said, "Well, I'm Suzanne, and I live with my boyfriend, and she just said that, and I immediately thought to myself, you shouldn't be doing that. But the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and said, Nigel, zip. Don't say anything. And I didn't, although I wanted to, I didn't. And then a month later, we were at a social function, and Suzanne bounded up to us and said, Nigel, I've got to say something to you. I said, what's that? She said, well, I'm moving out from living with my boyfriend. I said, why is that? She said, well, I'm reading the book. And it's not right, is it? My boyfriend's not very happy, but I'm going to do it anyway. Now, Suzanne, bless her, a couple of months later, gave her heart and her life to the Lord Jesus. And if you were to ask me what Suzanne is doing right now, I would answer this. She's at All Nations Bible College, being called by God to be a missionary to orphans in Africa. And why is she doing that? Because she has got to know her God, and she's got to know what God's plan for her in her circumstances are for her life. Now, not everybody's called to be a missionary to Africa. You know, we can be missionaries to our own family, I'm sure. Do any of you have family members who are not believers? We can be missionaries to them. And so it's lives change, but change to glorify God. That is what we're here to do. Did you know that's the reason that we're here? We are here to glorify God. That is the reason we're here. And so as every single life is changed, God gets the glory.